We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police officer arrested on stalking charge. We've got the story.
Congressional Republicans optimistic about passing a tax overhaul. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A series of cold fronts will move through this week. One of those pushes through south-central Kansas by mid to late morning. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A Wichita police officer was booked into jail Friday evening on charges of misdemeanor official misconduct and stalking.
The arrest was made by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office after the WPD requested them to investigate potential criminal conduct by the officer. According to police, the officer arrested is a 21-year veteran of the WPD and per department policy is on paid administrative leave. WPD officials requested the matter be investigated by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office as part of a collaborative agreement made earlier this year to ensure transparency and avoid conflicts of interest. The criminal investigation is being handled by the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office. The WPD had no further comment on the case at this time. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man is in critical condition after being shot in South Wichita Saturday night.
Police Sergeant Maurice Mitchell says the shooting happened between 6:30 and 7 o'clock p.m. in the 1600 block of South Martinson. Officers say that an argument inside a home spilled outside into the alley behind a house. Mitchell says officers arrived to find an adult male who had been shot once in the neck. That victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Officers say nobody else was hurt and they only have one suspect. The condition of the person who was shot is not currently known. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Creighton University has released its October Rural Main Street Index. Creighton economist Ernie Goss says there was some improvement this month.
This is a survey of bank CEOs in 10 states, rural areas of 10 states, including Kansas, and the overall index was up from last month, September. The negatives are getting less negative. However, agricultural commodity prices and agricultural income are just still not to the levels to see any real improvement, at least in terms of income.
Goss says struggles on the farm affect more than just the rural portions of the state, says farmers have less money to spend in the more urban parts of the states.
Congressional Republicans are optimistic they can pass a tax overhaul by the end of the year.
The last time major tax reform was done, it took Congress more than a year to do it. This time around, they're aiming to do it in just 10 weeks. There's sure to be plenty of debate over the GOP proposal, though, which will likely be unveiled in the next week or so. And leadership has said there will be plenty of changes made after it's introduced. On Friday, House Speaker Paul Ryan announced the House plans to add a fifth tax bracket to the previously announced four, and would be for the richest Americans. On Fox News Sunday, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't say if he supports that change as well.
I hate to get into the details of this. It's going to be hashed out in the open in the Ways and Means Committee in the House and the Finance Committee in the Senate.
In Washington, Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
State emergency management officials say an EF1 tornado tore through a central Oklahoma county Saturday, ripping part of a casino roof off and downing power lines and trees. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management says preliminary damage reports indicate the tornado touched down in Cleveland County. Emergency managers and National Weather Service officials are still surveying damage in other counties, where as many as four tornadoes were initially reported Saturday night. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
KU and Missouri renew a longtime rivalry in men's basketball. Interesting matchup and successful results as well. I have highlights of that one coming up. And NASCAR racing hits the Kansas Speedway. We'll talk about it in sports.
Nationwide gas prices continue to fall. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. A Florida community remains on edge, and many are now asking if a serial killer is on the loose.
Tampa police are asking residents in the Seminole Heights community to use caution and walk in groups. Some there are wondering if a serial killer is among them.
There's so many unknowns, and that's why we're hesitant to label it with anything.
Tampa Interim Police Chief Ryan Duggan reacting after three shooting murders within 10 days, Anthony Nyboa, Benjamin Mitchell, and Monica Hoffa. All three were reportedly bus riders. Two of the victims were found within 100 yards of each other. Many neighbors are now on edge.
My wife is scared. My kids are scared. We have to be locked up in the house.
The FBI is now involved in the investigation. Tom Graham, Fox News.
More good news at the gas pump. Gasoline industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices fell 5 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.51 a gallon. That's down 19 cents overall from the spike caused by Hurricane Harvey.
Since both supply of gasoline and distribution are more or less normalized, we won't have a great deal of decline on the way, even though there's an 11-cent gap between the decline we've seen and the jump caused by Hurricane Harvey. That is because crude oil prices have been rising in the interim period.
Lundberg says the highest price in the survey, San Francisco at $3.07, and the low was Baton Rouge at $2.14. Gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, about $2.33 a gallon.
A central Kansas pastor has written a book that focuses on what rural churches can and must do to stay alive.
Brad Roth is a pastor at West Zion Mennonite Church in the town of Mound Ridge, about 40 miles north of Wichita. He says his career in ministry and his experiences in rural settings led him to write his first book, God's Country, Faith, Hope, and the Future of the Rural Church. Roth says the way for rural churches to thrive is to make sure the community surrounding it thrives too. He says this is the case because rural churches are located in areas without a continual influx of new residents. Roth emphasizes church involvement in the community, including through nonprofits. He says it's vital for churches to involve themselves into the lives of communities. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning in traffic right now, very heavy traffic right around the North Junction. I-135, I-235, K-96. Stalled out vehicle there northbound on I-135 at K-96. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a fairly quiet start to the work week, but a series of cold fronts will move through. One of those occurs mid to late morning, and that will bring us a gusty north wind this afternoon, 15 to 35 miles per hour, or high close to 70. Clear and 45 overnight, 61 on Tuesday, and by Friday night, our temperature could be dropping below freezing. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 45 degrees. We have a south wind at 3 miles per hour. Well, we had a beautiful autumn day across Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 71 degrees, normal high for the date, 68, but no wind yesterday. How unusual is that? Wow. And then Saturday, rain showers. Some places got more, some places got less. But
rainy day Saturday?
Over a half an inch at Eisenhower or near Eisenhower Airport at the National Weather Service office there.
Thunder and lightning?
59 hundredths. We talked to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities over in Augusta a couple of hours ago with Steve and Ted. And he said in Augusta, in Butler County, over 2.5 inches.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of that stuff developed a little more east
to
of
the
here.
East of here.
Even though we got some rain, seems like that line was hanging out to the east of us a little bit, and that's where they had more rain.
And I'm just so proud of how intuitive and intelligent I am, Ted, regarding my lawn, because Friday afternoon I decided I better mow and trim up the yard and make it look good. And nice. And
how is that intuitive?
Because I knew it was going to rain Saturday.
Yes, we talked about rain coming all day Friday.
Okay, so maybe I wasn't that intuitive. Maybe I just...
I think you just listened...
listened to our show.
To our forecast, yeah.
I guess that was it. But it was like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I put down some fertilizer, mm-hmm. step four, and I threw out some grass seed thinking, okay, grain's coming, here it goes. And nothing happened then, but now...
But now... A little dividend right there.
Yeah. We've got some flowers in the front along the walk there. You know how my wife, Shelly, is. There's a row of these flowers. She has no idea where they came from. She usually goes over to Johnson's Garden Center and spends a ton of money and gets all these flowers she puts in there. But these just showed up. And they're like, I don't know what they are, but they look like flames, like they're red, pointy flowers.
Nature's flowers.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they've just kind of taken over. But they're pretty, so she said, okay, fine.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's okay with that. How about that? 8:12 now, Steve and Ted. And U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is joining the growing chorus of women talking about their experiences with sexual harassment in the wake of allegations against Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. The Weinstein story has just opened the floodgates of a woman who have decided they're going to tell their story. The Massachusetts Democrat shared a story from when she was a baby law professor during a videotaped interview session with three other female senators that aired Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Warren says a senior faculty member had asked her to stop by his office one day, and when she did, he slammed the door and lunged for her, chased her around her desk, trying to get his hands on her. She says she managed to flee and told only her best friend about it. It's not something you want to talk about, I guess. Warren says speaking out is a way to show solidarity and say it isn't the victim's fault. So there have been a lot of women coming out and talking about that over the past couple of weeks with this Weinstein thing. Apparently this guy was nasty about every woman he met, looks like, if we believe the allegations. They are just allegations, right, Ted? The bad part about it, or the interesting part about any of these cases is it's kind of a he said, she said. If there's nobody witnessing this thing, kind of hard to do a case in court on something like that. But there it is. We are trying to demonstrate to the young people how we are supposed to behave in the workplace. Ted and I, as always, our behavior is impeccable.
We try.
Possibly because we are working so hard.
Yeah,
we don't have time.
I don't have time to.
We don't have time
anyone.
For shenanigans.
No,
most of the time we don't even have time for a quick visit. But anyway. We do behave ourselves, and we hope you do, too, out there in the workplace. Chicago police are investigating a brawl in a fast food restaurant in which three people suffered gunshot wounds. A cell phone video obtained by the Chicago Tribune shows several men and women throwing punches, hurling chairs, and wrestling on the floor at a Taco Burrito King in Chicago's Greek town early Saturday before a gunshot can be heard. Bang!
Oh, boy.
Police say the alleged gunman and two others suffered gunshot wounds, none of which are considered life-threatening.
What's going on there in Chicago?
Say they anticipate the 26-year-old man will face gun charges of some kind, but people in public misbehaving themselves. In a taco place, for crying out loud.
In Greektown,
yeah.
Great ethnic neighborhood in Chicago. I've eaten.
Have you really? I've never been there.
I've eaten at a restaurant in Greektown before.
Was it the Burrito King?
It was not the Burrito King. No.
Okay.
I did not. I actually ate at a Greek place.
We have a friend, Mary Rolliter, who lives out on the west side. And she's Greek, and she's from Chicago. They must have a big Greek population up there. Right. Obviously.
Oh, they do.
Obviously. Isn't that where the lady from my Big Fat Greek Wedding, isn't that where she was from, or do you know? I can't remember whether that was set in Chicago, the Big Fat Greek Wedding. All right, interesting story on unemployment and the fact that our unemployment rates here in Kansas and greater Wichita dropped a little bit last night. The bad part is the unsilver lining to the cloud is that apparently, we've got fewer people
there
working.
There are fewer jobs. Right.
Fewer jobs, fewer people working in Kansas. And we talked to the mayor just about an hour ago, Mayor Longwell. He says he hasn't had a lot to do with trying to get the Tyson food people in here because that's probably going to be, if they build a Tyson chicken processing plant, it's probably going to be in the county somewhere.
It will be outside of the city limits.
Outside of the city. But he says he's going to be involved, and the city is going to be involved with the county and try to get them in here. And the Tyson's food people, that's what are they saying, 1,600 jobs? Something,
yeah, that's the number that's floating around out there.
Plus tens of millions of dollars in investment and business. You've got to buy the chickens,
right.
Grow the chickens, whatever, and you've got to buy grain.
Mm-hmm. Big operation.
So there's a lot that could go into this, and it could boost the local economy. Now, in the interim, the next couple of months, we're probably going to hear from all kinds of opinions about environmental concerns, odor concerns, things like that.
But
we'll have to resolve that, see if we can get Tyson.
Of course, when you
there.
Think of livestock areas and hot spots in Kansas. You think of Garden City and Dodge City.
Of course.
And Emporia.
If you're old enough to remember this, at 21st North, right in the middle of Wichita, we used to have the Stockyards.
Yeah, for many years.
Fortunately, the prevailing winds are from the south, which means that only people in Valley Center and Park City had to put up with the smell most of the time. But when you got that wind from the north, the Stockyards could be pretty gamey. Mm-hmm. I remember it. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, Ted. But and I also lived for a time in Dodge City. And the stock, you got huge.
There is a distinct,
it's on the east
odor.
It's on the east side of Dodge, so that if the wind's going southwest, you're okay most of the time. But about, I don't know, a couple, three days a year, it comes the other way, and it can get a little
tough. You smell it, yeah, for sure.
At any rate, what price progress and jobs, and I guess we're going to find out. 8:18 now, almost 8:19, Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, talking about a basketball game to raise money between two old rivals, right, Ted?
Yeah, and it was a huge success. The idea was to raise money for hurricane relief. Missouri and KU both signed on to play a men's basketball game against each other, a rivalry that goes back all the way to 1907, but the teams haven't played in 5 years since Missouri left the conference. So KU and Missouri get together. Downtown Kansas City, Sprint Center, sold out, 19,000 people on hand yesterday. No streaming on the internet, no television. You just had to be there in person or listen to it on the radio. Yeah, we had it for you on the KU Network right here on KFH.
Just an exhibition. Now, this is KU Mizzou. This is the Border Showdown, which today takes on the Showdown for Relief moniker, and what a day it's been.
Well, let's again shout out to Bill Self, Conzo Mark, Jim Sturt, Shan Zinger, and everybody that was involved to make this happen.
Two-pointer as time expires. Your final score, Kansas 93, Mizzou 87. The Jayhawks win the Showdown for Relief. Lock, chalk it up. KU wins again.
Showdown for Relief.
How about that? Yep. The two schools play this basketball game, and they raise $1.8 million for the hurricane relief efforts for the people who need help still in the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas. So good job by those folks to get that accomplished and get them and make that pay off. KU was behind by 6 points in the second half, rallied to win it. Devontae Graham, 25 points, 10 rebounds for the third-ranked Jayhawks. NASCAR racing yesterday, you had 100,000 people up at the Kansas Speedway for the Hollywood Casino 400. Championship contenders narrowed down to 8 drivers now with only 4 races left to go. Martin Truex Jr., the winner at the Kansas Speedway yesterday, picking up his 7th victory of the season. He did have a restart violation. He had a loose tire at one point, but overcame those obstacles and won the race. Martin Truex Jr. at the Kansas Speedway. Hockey at downtown Wichita yesterday afternoon. First place Wichita Thunder taking on the last place Rapid City Rush. Hope you got there on time for the game because the Thunder scored 5 goals in the first 11 and a half minutes.
Wow.
Barely midway through the first period, they had a 5-0 lead.
Talking about hockey here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would be it, all for the scoring. They didn't need any more. Thunder 5, Rapid City 2. Wichita off to a 4-0 start on the hockey season. All 4 wins at home. They'll be hitting the road this week. College volleyball, Wichita State ranked number 21 in the nation. Another sweep, beating East Carolina at Coke Arena yesterday, 3-0. The Newton connection of Emily Hebert, 42 assists. She set up her Newton buddy, Abby Lehman, for 17 kills. Both seniors now at Wichita State. Shockers are 10-0 atop their new American Conference standings. 2,100 fans at the match yesterday. Shockers are number 11 in the nation in attendance in volleyball. They'll talk about it tonight on the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb, along with the voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy. That's at 6:30 tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Broadcasting live, go have dinner with the coach tonight out at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich. Talking college football tonight, KU Football Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty, 6 o'clock tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks coming off another drubbing, losing at TCU on Saturday. And after that is Monday Night Football. Good matchup. The best team in the NFL right now, the Philadelphia Eagles, with a record of 5-1, are hosting the team right behind them in the standings, the Washington Redskins. Eagles are a 5-point favorite at home.
That should be a good game.
Good game, yeah.
Good matchup there.
Yep. It'll be interesting to watch these two tonight. 7 o'clock. Listen to it live on KFH. And speaking of pro football, we got a Chiefs birthday today. Good birthday. Kendall Gammon is 49 today. Kendall Gammon goes way back with us here in this part of the state. He played at Rose Hill. He's a Rose Hill Rocket. And he was a college star at Pittsburgh State for the Gorillas.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When we had lunch with Mitch Holtis several years ago, he came to town, three or four years ago, was Kendall Gammon with him?
Probably.
Seems like he was.
I think he was. I think you're correct.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice man.
And of course, he went on to a long career in the NFL, one of the great long snappers of his era, with the Steelers, the Saints, and then the Chiefs.
That's now a skill.
He's on the Chiefs broadcasting team, so we hear Kendall Gammon every Sunday or whenever the Chiefs play right here on your home of the Chiefs, KNSS.
You bet.
Happy birthday, Kendall Gammon. It's 49 today. Sports with Stephen Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Exploiting a tragedy. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.